Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and we have with us today Meredazine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gowell. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing just dandy. How about yourself?
Doing great.
All right. Always good to hear. And another thing that's good to hear is that the district is going strong and has a bunch of new stuff coming up. You're going to tell us about a few of those programs.
Yeah, you know, it's coming up on springtime, and we are getting ready to kick off another group of our Walk with Ease program. This is a great six-week program, and it's really geared towards physical activity. And so when the weather gets a little bit warmer and a little bit nicer outside, which we're hoping it's going to level out and stay that way, it's a great way for us to remember to get out and be active. Now, the Walk with Ease program, this is different than other physical activity programs that we do because we are providing this program in partnership with the Arthritis Foundation. So it is an exercise program that is geared specifically for people with arthritis or people who have not been physically active and are wanting to get started being active. The biggest misconception overall is that if I have arthritis and I start exercising, that it is going to increase the pain that I have. And the benefits of exercising actually outweigh that. Having physical activity with arthritis reduces the amount of pain that you are having based on your arthritis. So this is a great program to help motivate yourself to get in shape, to help you walk safely and comfortably, to help improve your flexibility and strength and stamina, and to help reduce your pain. So you should not feel afraid of exercising if you are suffering from any type of arthritis. In addition to being a exercise program, it is also an educational-based program. So over the 6 weeks, we have weekly educational classes. They're right around about 45 minutes, followed by a period of stretching, and then followed by a short walk. And that's where we, in the classes, we talk about exercise and how it's related with arthritis and how it improves your arthritic symptoms. We talk about the different types of arthritis, the importance of stretching before and after doing physical activity. So there's a wide variety of topics that we cover. We're very excited this year to be partnering with the Ozone down in Osawatomie. It's on 11th Street in Osawatomie. We're going to have our program down there. We've got classroom space, and then we've got the indoor track that we can walk on if the weather is bad, or we can go outside and do our walking if the weather is nice out. There is no fee to come to the program. You do not have to be a member of the Ozone to participate. This program is provided free of charge through a grant from the East Central Kansas Area Agency on Aging. So to learn more about the program or to get registered, we need folks to call the Ozone, and their number is 913-755-3622. And we want folks to get signed up as soon as possible. The program starts March 30th. We meet every Thursday from 10 to 11:30, and we will wrap things up on May 11th.
That's great. The idea of reducing people's fear and increasing their mobility and all of that kind of thing. I like that kind of information being put out because that is a very real fear. Like, I have arthritis. If I move, I'm going to make it worse. Not necessarily. The health benefits would definitely outweigh the temporary ache and increase your flexibility. I like
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. And that was why the Arthritis Foundation developed the program, is to help alleviate some of that fear and really encourage folks to get out and work on their health and help building the strength in their body and so forth. So it's really a great program. We did it last spring, and it was very successful. And it is a great opportunity. The Area Agency on Aging there in Ottawa, they've been so generous with the grants. And when we are able to provide programs to our community without costs associated to them, it's just a great way for people to be able to get out and participate.
A very good example of community coming together and supporting each other.
Exactly.
Have you got anything else for us this morning?
We do. We are working on new to Medicare classes. Medicare is something that's definitely not seasonal. We've got people that are aging into the Medicare system on a regular basis. And so my goal here through the Meredithian District is to do quarterly classes for folks who are getting ready to age into Medicare. So our new to Medicare classes are really programs that are targeted for adults who are approaching age 65 or are past the age of 65 or considering retiring soon. And these classes are also great classes for younger adults that are helping their parents try to navigate the world of Medicare. It can be very confusing. So these classes give a really good overview. I cover things like when you become eligible for Medicare, the different timelines that you're looking at, when are you eligible, when's the right time for you to sign up, so how to enroll in Medicare and the steps involved in that, what happens if you're working past age 65 and you're still covered under an employer health insurance plan, the different parts of Medicare A and B, as well as the other additional coverage for Medicare, such as those Medicare Advantage plans that we hear a lot about, or Medicare supplement plans that are also known as Medigap plans, and the prescription drug plans. Medicare has so many pieces and parts, and knowing how they work together and what is going to be the best options for you to look at is really a great thing for folks to have, and it's something that I am very excited to offer to the community on a regular basis, because folks don't have a place to go where you get unbiased information. I do not allow any sales calls. It is just working with the folks who come to the class. So you don't get pressure to sign up for any plan or work with any company. This is all 100% educational. We're working with the Mound City Library on our spring classes. I've got two classes coming up down there on Tuesday, March 21st. We'll have a 2 o'clock to 3:30 class and a 6 o'clock to 7:30 class. And we just ask that folks sign up in advance by calling the library. Their number is 913-795-2788. And those two classes, as I mentioned, are being offered at the Mound City Library. And they're right there on Main Street in Mound City, Kansas.
Very good. And like you said earlier about not necessarily being of an age for Medicare, but if you're helping a parent or someone else learn the process. And also, with any luck, we'll all be there ourselves one day. Good to know in advance what's coming up.
Exactly. And I really cannot stress enough, if you're not of Medicare age, but you're helping a parent, that is my first experience with Medicare, was helping my dad get signed up. And it was so confusing and so overwhelming. So I wish that I had had a program like this to go through. And that was one of the things that really helped me decide that this was a good service for the community, is because there is no unbiased place to go to get this information. So I'm very excited to be able to offer it to our community.
Yes, a class, not a seminar or anything else like that that's going to try and push you into something. No sales, just service.
Exactly.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate the information, and hopefully it does help out quite a few people, which I'm sure it will.
Certainly hope so.
We look forward to talking to you again. Thank you. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent, specializing in livestock, Rod Schaub.